Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Buster, with all that being said, a lot more teams stay involved. Maybe difficult to get the guys you want. What's Boston's interest right now?
Yeah, and I think you're right to point out the context, because the Red Sox, where they're sitting now, they've gone from a soft sell, according to executives of other teams at the end of June, to now being a hard buy. And two areas of priority at first base. There's speculation in other front offices that maybe they'll be the team that'll pry Josh Naylor away from the Arizona Diamondbacks. And a starting pitcher. Look, they're one of the teams that have talked to the Padres about Dylan Cease. Zach Gallen's available. Merrill Kelly's available. Seth Lugo. The expectations in other front offices are that the Red Sox are going to do something big. The question is whether or not they're going to trade outfielder Jarren Duran.
You're listening to Arcan, the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
As we move into the 8 o'clock hour, it's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are Boston Sports Original, and we're live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Nice to have you with us here tonight on this Thursday. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we will have your New England Nightly News at 8:30, which involves a brawl up in Milford, which was... There's some kid on that East Springfield team that looked like he was bigger than Aaron Judge throwing punches out there. So we'll get to that in just a minute. That'll be coming your way at 8:30. But I want to touch on what Buster Olney just had to say right there, because I'm now seeing a conflicting report, although it's on the New York Post. Gordo just tweeted this. John Heyman apparently is reporting, and let me find it now because it is behind a paywall. Since when is the New York Post behind a freaking paywall, by the way? When did that start? I thought the Post, you could just read anything on the Post. They print anything, you read it, that's it. That's the Post. That's the social contract with the world in the New York Post. They put out whatever, and you read it, and that's it, and that's that. You have to pay for it now? You have to pay for this online on a paywall?
It's like you were just talking about last segment. Things are changing.
The times, they are changing. That is true. Now I can't even find Gordo. Oh, there he is, Gordo. All right, let's see. By the way, Gordo making his Nesson debut this morning. Is that right?
Yeah, on Boston Air to the Chat, our guy Travis Thomas,
and
talking some Sox.
Was he in for the other guy? So it's Travis Thomas and what's George's name? George something. I forget the other guy's last name, but it's Travis and George.
Just a little interview segment there for our
So he popped Gordo on for a segment. Very, yeah. Very cool. And good for him. Sort of cheating on this show a little bit, but that's okay. We want everyone at Playtesty to live long and prosper. And according to John Heyman, and I'm reading from Gordo's tweet, he says, the Red Sox are believed to be unlikely to trade Jarren Duran before the deadline, despite interest from the Padres. This according to John Heyman, and it was in a piece that I can tell you is entitled Padres Trapped in a Dylan Cease Trade Deadline Dilemma, which is a mouthful. And it's John Heyman, who's not exactly batting 1,000, you know, in his life here. But I also think that it does seem a little too good to be true here, doesn't it? And that's just not even the trade if it was going to be Duran for C straight up. I don't think that's a great trade, really, for either side. You know, I think a guy like Cease is a cost-controlled pitcher who should be able to draw something. And I think that when you look at Jarren Duran, I mean, you know, this is a guy who, if you're going to be trading him, a major league capable player, you'd want someone maybe a little bit better than Dylan Cease. So I don't love this trade on either side. I know the Padres are really, really hot for Duran. I don't love Dylan Cease. I really don't. I mean, he's had some good years, but he's not good this year.
People believe everything I tweet.
You bring him in, John Heyman. Remember when Heyman yelled at that guy at FAN?
That's what that was
that
from.
That was from, yeah.
Well, that
okay.
was before the infamous moment, I should say.
Because that was tremendous. Keith McPherson, I believe his name is, who does the night show over at WFAN, who I feel a bit of a kindredness with. He's out there in New York doing this job, trying to weave it in between all these Yankee games. I'm here doing it in Boston, all the Red Sox games. I know what that job's like, and I know what it's like when you get a big-time reporter on and he starts grilling you about random stuff. For me, it was Jeff Passan and the taxis and the Ubers and the mid-sized sedans and all that stuff. With John Heyman, he was just upset that the guy was making any jokes at all. He was like, how dare you make a joke?
Don't slander Toyota Camrys, Christian.
I never do it again, Jeff Passan. But, Heyman was just like, you made a joke. How dare you make a joke? How dare you make it seem like I'm, you know, helping with the... It was about Soto, right? It was something about Soto. Are you getting a cut from Soto and his agents the way you keep talking about it and putting all these stuff out there? And anybody else would have, like, joked around or laughed it off, I think. I don't know. I mean, maybe Passan wouldn't. He got all bent out of shape about Toyota Camry, so who knows?
I can't even believe you said that to question my integrity.
Are you being serious right now?
I'm being serious, yeah.
Why did you question my integrity? All I have is my word. A little RFK Jr. in his
Which
voice
is kind of raspy,
you know,
I was going to say.
It really is. Not quite. I've heard someone describe... I don't even want to say. I don't want to go there. I don't want to have a bunch of people text, yeah, stop making fun of RFK. I'm not even going to say it. I'm just going to move on. Anyway, I'd love to be able to read what John Heyman said about this, but I don't. I can't. I don't have a...
New York Post.
It's New York Post on a paywall. I was not aware that they were doing that. I really wasn't. I clicked on it. I was like, ooh, segment, something to talk about here. Nope, not happening. Anyway, Buster Olney. And we just we played the clip a while ago, but can you summarize for me what he said there, Joe?
He basically was saying that the Red Sox, during that 10-game winning streak, went from a soft sell to a hard buy.
Yeah,
so that
yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
Hey, now. Yeah. We'll get to that later in the Dong Report.
Yes, we will, yeah.
He floated some names out there, like Zach Allen, Merrill Kelly from mm-hmm. Arizona. But essentially, the summary is that everyone thinks that the Sox are going to make a big move, but they do not know if a trade of Jarren Duran is going to be
okay,
that move.
Fair enough. And that's good that he said that, but Buster, I would refer you to your colleague Jeff Passan, who said the opposite, who said that he doesn't think the Red Sox are inclined to make a major move at the deadline, period. So not everyone thinks that. Maybe a lot of people think that. Maybe a lot of people are hoping for that. I know I'm certainly in the latter half there. And I did at one point really believe that this team was going to be the kind of team that the front office would invest in. And you know when I thought that first? It was right before they traded Rafael Devers. It was right before the Devers trade when they were kicking the Yankees' ass. And it was just like, ooh, okay, have we unlocked something here? Have we finally figured it out? Is this pitching staff finally realizing what they can be? Has Alex Cora finally figured out the magic formula of who to platoon when against which pitchers and all that other stuff that he's been kind of struggling with for most of the year? Have we finally laid the groundwork for what could be a successful second half and maybe even a deep playoff run? And then they traded Devers literally right in the middle of it, right as they finished beating up on the Yankees at Fenway. And then now we're going to just move on from Rafael Devers. And That was the first time I really started believing. And that was the first time that I couldn't imagine the front office looking at this team and this roster and saying, nope, this year's not the year to try and make a big deadline acquisition. And when I say a big deadline acquisition, let me just say, I understand that there are some cost-controlled pitchers out there who their teams are going to be asking for the world. And if you need any further evidence of that, just look at what they were asking for Crochet last year at last year's deadline. They wanted Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer. And Breslow rightly told them no. And then when it came around the next season, they were available, and that was fine, and so they went for it there. And you'll remember last year at the deadline, the Red Sox were 10 games over 500. They weren't 10 games over 500 at any point this year, I don't think. Or maybe they just barely were there, but they won 10 games in a row. And it wasn't from 500 that happened. So I think that, you know, when you look at the progress and where they are now, it's hard to imagine that, well, this year is going to be different. It should be different. The offseason should point to a different way of doing business. But all of this reporting is starting to freak me out a little bit. Not necessarily what Olney said there, because Olney's more in my lane and maybe, you know, telling me more what I want to hear than someone like Pazin is. Pazin is telling me what I don't want to hear. And John Heyman, it seems like, in his weird way behind the paywall, is also maybe telling me things I don't want to hear if what he's saying is that the Red Sox are unlikely to trade Jarren Duran before the deadline, despite the Padres' interest. Now, this is all centered around a potential Dylan Cease trade, so I'm okay with them not going Duran for Cease. I think Dylan Cease kind of blows this year. But also, if you look at Jarren Duran and you look at his numbers, for the Padres or for a lot of teams out there that could probably use some additional help in the outfield, it's not like Jarren Duran has those type of numbers that really tip the scale. Like, Eugenio Suarez is out there on the trade block right now, and he's on pace for over 50 home runs. Like, he's having a monster year. And you look at what he's doing, his value is maxed out based on this season and, you know, the total sum of his last four seasons, including back when he was with the Mariners, right? He was on the Mariners, I think, before Arizona. So, like, he's been doing this. He's been at this a little bit. And these numbers that he's putting up right now are a progression and evolution of where he's become as a power hitter in the league. Jarren Duran is going in the other direction. I hate to say that. It's not like he stinks, but it's also not like his numbers that he's putting up right now are so much better than your league average left corner outfielder. You know what I mean? It's just it's not one of those can't miss type of trades anymore. He doesn't have that kind of value. Most of the value that Jarren Duran is carrying, he's carrying off the back of his last two seasons, not so much this one. And again, that's not to say that he's not good or that I don't want him on the team or any of that stuff. But, you know, he's hitting .254 with a .748 OPS, and he's on pace for 14 home runs and 80 batted in, which isn't terrible, okay? It's not. But it's also not the type of season, and this is, you know, what he's on pace for. He could get hot and supersede those numbers, and I hope he does, honestly. I mean, if he's on the Red Sox anyway. But those aren't the type of numbers that you go crazy for. You put a crazy offer together for. They're just not. Willier Abreu has better numbers this year. Willier Abreu is the better player this year. If you're trying to max out and you know you got to trade one of these outfielders, the one who's going to get you more value in return, well, the one who gets you the most value is Roman Anthony. But the one who realistically you may consider trading that will get you more value, I think at this point it's got to be Willier Abreu. He's younger, he's a better defender, and he has better offensive numbers this year. What else do you need to see? And that could be, you know, part of this. And listen, that's not to say that I think Jarren Duran is someone that I want off the team. But I do want them to do something about this logjam in the outfield, and I do want them to do something about the starting pitching situation. And if that's the way you got to open the conversation, then you go ahead and do it. And that's whether it's with Duran or Willier Abreu. If there's a trade that can get you a cost-controlled pitcher that involves Willier Abreu, absolutely, you consider doing that. You have outfielders. And I'll miss Willier, just like I'll miss Jarren or anybody else that they end up trading. I mean, all of these guys, all those guys in the outfield this year have got pretty solid fan bases. Even Rob Refsnyder. People love Refsnyder. Although Andy Hart was really giving it to him today. Did you hear that? It's not like because he threw the ball and he didn't know how many outs there were. Sometimes that can be a real problem. That wasn't a real problem for Refsnyder. It was three outs and he made a throw because he thought there was only two outs with the catch, and it ended up not making a difference. When it's a real problem is when there's only two outs, the guy thinks it's three and he chucks the ball in the stand. Then it's a problem because they take an extra base or a run can score or whatever. But I thought Andy was a little angry. A little angry Andy over...
But I stick with cable. I ain't cutting no cord.
Over the Refsnyder thing there. Which, again, I mean, listen, Rob Refsnyder, he's the only right-handed outfielder that you have. But, boy, he is he's a guy that delivers. He's had a great season this year against left-handed pitching and has been everything you could possibly want. in a right-handed bat lefty platoon type of player. So all five of these guys are contributing. All five of these guys are contributing a considerable amount to this team. And Alex Cora has done a fine job this year of mixing and matching, pulling the right strings, getting the right platoons, setting up the right sort of trios out there. And I'm just talking about the outfield. He's doing a good job, I think, with the entire roster. I mean, you got platoons at first and second base basically all year long. You've had five outfielders to play three spots, and he's doing it. You know, he's out there. He's got Don Rafael at second base yesterday, the last two games, because they're trying to work all these outfielders in there. And, you know, it just doesn't have to be like this. You can make a trade, and you have value in the trade market right now. These are valuable players that you have. There's teams out there looking for help in the outfield. But you know what teams really want this year? What teams, good teams, for some reason I've noticed they're all looking for? Help at third base. Isn't that funny? Detroit really looking for help at third base. Really badly looking for help at third base. The Yankees. Oh, they need help at third base. There's going to be a lot of teams out there looking for pitching, obviously, because every team in the world's looking for pitching. But in the trade market, watch out. Third baseman is a reason why Suarez is getting all this love. And I think the Diamondbacks should just go ahead and trade him anyway, because they're getting buried in the NL West right now. But third base bat, that is a hot commodity in the trade market right now. It doesn't really matter for the Red Sox. If they were tanking and looking to trade Alex Bregman, they could probably get something back for him. But I don't want them to do that. I don't want even to have them thinking that way. I want them to be thinking about, how do we get another pitcher? What can we do? Do we have to get creative, or do we have to go, you know, bludgeon somebody with some prospects and Duran to make this happen? As Jeff Passan said, it is not a very efficient market. If you're a buyer, you're going to get taken advantage of. But you know what? It's good to be a buyer. Because being a buyer means that you're in the mix. Being a buyer means that you're relevant. Being a buyer means that you are trying to actively improve your team and get to the playoffs after four straight years of missing them. And that's, I think, something worth paying a little extra for. Yes, Joe?
I was just going to say that the biggest quarrel that people might have is when we're 1 week away and the deadline is over and there's no significant move or big move that Buster was saying, is where is that line between the Red Sox weren't willing to go that extra step versus, as you said, market's not that great. And pretty much since they've added that extra wild card, it's always been a market that favors the sellers more than the buyers.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think this year it's absolutely going to be one of those type of deadlines. That being said, the Red Sox should participate in it. And efficiency be damned. I mean, really. I'm so tired of hearing about efficiency and this team patting itself on the back for operating efficiently well, missing the playoffs, going 500 and being in last place half the time. Okay, that in efficiency is worth nothing to me. It really is worth nothing to me. And it's worth nothing to fans of the team. No one cares about how efficiently you're running your team. That doesn't matter. Can you go out and help? Can you bring in somebody? Can you get this team up off the ground again? While they're struggling here against these good teams, because you have maybe planned ahead for this? Nope, that's asking too much. Got to bring it right down to the wire. Well, you know what? You better deliver. You better deliver, because if you go through another trade deadline with nothing, or a couple of relievers and a backup catcher like you did last year, it's not going to go over well. It's not going to go over well in the clubhouse, and it's not going to go over well at Fenway Park. It's just not. ESPN ranked the top 10 dominoes to fall. Number 7 was this. The Pirates trade Mitch Keller. To the Red Sox. And I believe it's Dave Schoenfield writes, the Keller rumors keep picking up steam. He signed through 2028, although this type of controllable pitcher is rarely ever traded at the deadline. But Pirates might view this as their best opportunity to add some offense. As Jeff Passan wrote, the Blue Jays also make sense for Keller, with Bassett and Scherzer heading to free agency after this year, Kevin Gausman after next year. But the Red Sox have a surplus of outfielders already in the majors and more hitting prospects in the minors, so they line up as a potential match with Pittsburgh. This could be an old-fashioned challenge trade, with the Sox offering Duran, who matches Keller in terms of being under control for a couple years, or maybe the Pirates want multiple players. Christian Campbell has been squeezed out of a spot in the Red Sox lineup. High A infielder Franklin Arias would be another option. It's more likely the Red Sox do something smaller, not wishing to break up their momentum. What momentum? Lost 4 out of 6. Manager Alex Cora has managed to keep everyone active, including starting Sadon Rafael at second a couple times recently, although you hate to take his glove out of center field. And don't rule out adding a first baseman such as Josh Naylor, Ryan O'Hearn. Another option, Abraham Toro, has done okay filling in for Cassis, but his track record suggests he could regress at any moment. Mitch Keller to the Red Sox. My initial thought on that is you can do better, or you should try and do better. But if that's all you can do, if Mitch Keller is the best you can come up with, and it costs you Jaren Duran plus prospects or Christian Campbell plus additional prospects, would you do it? I'm leaning towards no, although I do think Keller being in Pittsburgh really doesn't tell the whole story of what he is and what he could be in a real environment on a real team. And that's an important factor to consider here. Sometimes these guys need to be rescued. And this kid, unfortunately, he's 29. He's not a kid anymore. But this guy spent his entire career in Pittsburgh with these god-awful Pirates. And, you know, this may be more realistic. Although, even in this one, they say, I'd probably do something smaller than this. Smaller than Mitch Keller? Okay. So if you're hoping for Joe Ryan, you're downsizing here. If you're hoping for Mackenzie Gore, you'd be downsizing anyway going to Keller. But this is the way it works. Mitch Keller this year is 4-10 with a 3.53 ERA in 125 innings with a whip of 1.16. Good numbers. I mean, not a lot of wins, but the Pirates don't win a lot of games. Those are good numbers. And this may be who the Red Sox should be focusing on. Those are good numbers, not great. You're not going to mix him up with Garrett Crochet with those type of numbers. But you can mix him up with Brian Bello. You can mix him up with Lucas Giolito, except for that 1 6-week stretch. You can mix him up with Fitz even. You know, although Fitz has shown hasn't been as great lately either. Neither's Giolito, but you know what I mean. You make a move like that, you give up that kind of capital for a guy like Keller, that could end up blowing up in your face. But he would be a cost-controlled pitcher, which, as we've seen, carries a lot of value here. And he's still not quite 30 years old yet. So this isn't the only place I've seen this either. I've seen Mitch Keller to the Red Sox be floated a few other places, and it seems like there may be some smoke to that fire. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with our Red Sox trade deadline conversation. And coming up at 8:30, we will have the New England Nightly News, which will take us to a Legion baseball game where a brawl broke out. We'll have some thoughts on that as well. But first, here's Joe Braverman to get you caught up on what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or dsw.com.
the name that has come up recently that's interesting to me is Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease, remember, 2 years ago was the be-all, end-all at the trade deadline. His ERA hasn't been great this year. But if you look at it, it's really been, you know, a four-star stretch that hasn't been good. The last couple have been pretty good. And, you know, and I like Dylan Cease. Like, if you said to me, you got Dylan Cease on a rental, that's an upgrade. That's a guy, we all said, you got to get a guy who can pitch in the playoffs. I would have no problem throwing Dylan Cease out in a playoff game. But there's a bunch of guys. There's a long list of these guys. And so I think that starting pitcher number one, and then the relief pitching, you know, to help with what's going on in the back of the bullpen is number two.
Rob Bradford, a.k.a. at Bradfo there, talking about a potential deal for Dylan Cease. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We'll get to the New England Nightly News in just a moment. But my thought on that, if it's Dylan Cease or Mitch Keller, I'll take Keller every single time. I mean, not even close. And that's just based on the contract. Dylan Cease is a unrestricted free agent at the end of this year, a straight-up rental. And if you're going to trade for a rental, I'd rather it be Seth Lugo. I am of the belief that a rental, this is the type of team, this Red Sox team this year, I believe is the type of team that can go out into the market and trade for a rental, or should consider doing that. Is it efficient? No. But again, I don't care. I don't care if it's efficient. I care about wins. I care about this season. I care about where this team's trajectory is going, because you did extend Garrett Crochet, but other than that, a lot of the new additions that you've made are not long-term additions. Alex Bregman, we don't know what's going on with him. I would imagine there's not a whole lot of extension talks going on while the guy can't run to first base. When you watch Alex Bregman run right now, and I like the guy, and I'm glad the Red Sox signed him, but when you watch him, you know what he looks like when he's running the bases? He looks like those old black and white videos of Babe Ruth running the bases. You know what I'm talking about? Where his hands are like flapping around, and it's like sped up. You know, you can tell they like sped it up on purpose because he's really slow. But it's just that weird sort of, that weird gait. And then the arms are going, and you're just like, this is how they used to run.
I was going to say, Bregman running makes Giancarlo Stanton look like Usain Bolt.
Honestly. I mean, really, he does. Alex Bregman looks like maybe, and I know he hit a home run the other day, but it looks like maybe this is a tenuous situation with him. And the reason why I'm so concerned about it is because if this team does want to make a playoff run, Alex Bregman has to be part of it. And if they have him out there right now where he can't even run to first base without looking like Babe Ruth, then, you know, it feels like he's very close to re-aggravating that injury. And that injury kept him out a long time, and it's kept him out a long time in the past as well. So I hope they're doing the right thing here. I really do. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Dylan Cease, I'm all set on Dylan Cease. I'm really all set. Unless the Padres want to part with him for some prospects that I don't care about. Like, that's what I would trade for Dylan Cease. Like, that's as high as I would go. I would trade him for three prospects whose name I don't recognize. That's, you take the three best, but if I've ever heard of them, then you can't have them. That's where I'd go for Dylan Cease. And I understand that may be me admitting that this market is not the type of market you can go for, but there's other guys out there on the market who I would go the extra mile for. Just Dylan Cease doesn't happen to be one of them. Joe Ryan, absolutely. And if we're talking rentals, I'd go not quite, you know, crazy for Seth Lugo, but more than I would for Dylan Cease. Depending on what the Royals would be asking for and what they're looking for, that's somebody who I would be okay with them sweetening the pot a little bit. I don't want them to get taken by the Padres just so they can bring in Dylan Cease and his 5.50 ERA or whatever it is. You know, if you're going to be doing that, go for a guy like Keller. And yeah, it'll cost more to land Keller. But Keller's, number one, better. And number two, controlled for a couple more years, so he won't just be a rental. You'll have some years to see if he's worth keeping around, and if he's not, then you cut him loose. But with Dylan Cease, you're going to have to decide right then at the end of this season, is this a guy you want to bring back or not? And they're both the same age. So, no, I'm all set. 617-779-7937. Before we get to the nightly news, let's go to Jack in Taunton. Hey, Jack.
Hey, how are you? Good show tonight.
Thank you, Jack.
I'm kind of scratching my head the way everybody's talking about a starter. I do agree with a starter, but this team is going nowhere with Connor Wong as your second-best catcher. Mm. I can't believe they're not talking about, you know, if they were to go to Minnesota with a deal, throwing in Vasquez or something like that, because Tavares is going to get worn down. They're going to feel the pressure to play him every night because Connor Wong is – I can't believe there's not a Cape League catcher that wouldn't be an improvement, at least defensively, over Connor Wong.
Maybe, Jack. Thanks for the call. And listen, I do think that backup catcher is something they have to be aware of, because you're right. Narvaez, before that home run last night, had really cooled off. I mean, he was really scuffling up there. And that home run, I think, changed the narrative on him in that entire series, which that series was all about Carlos Narvaez, right? Two games, they weren't decided by catcher's interference, but catcher's interference played a major role in how those games ended. And then he hits this dramatic home run in extra innings last night. He was the main character of that series, for better or for worse. And I like that he was able to sort of change the narrative there. But I agree with you. He is a rookie and he is a catcher. And both of those things, there's a lot of evidence in Major League Baseball that rookies hit the wall and catchers hit the wall, especially when they're playing all the time. And this guy's playing all the time. Because as the caller pointed out, Connor Wong, I mean, you can look at his numbers yourself, okay? Defensively, I don't think he's been terrible. Because he's caught, he's Bayo's, caddy, right? And I don't remember there being a whole bunch of pass balls or wild pair or whatever with Bayo, but I could be just misremembering that. He certainly hasn't been called for five catcher's interference like Narvaez has. But that's, again, neither here nor there. Should they make a move for a backup catcher at the deadline? Yes. Yes, they should. Should it be a very high priority or something that they can't live without? I'd say no. And so they're not going to win anything with Connor Wong as their backup catcher. Your backup catcher just doesn't factor in that much, I don't think. It's nice to have it, but it's more of a luxury. It's more of like a pinky ring, you know? You don't need it, but if you have it, it's nice to have if you're in the mafia. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Without any further ado, it's 8:30. Let's get to your New England Nightly News.
New England Nightly News.
All right, for the New England Nightly News tonight, we head out to the great town of Milford, where two people are facing charges after a brawl broke out earlier this week at an American Legion baseball game.
Two people are charged after this violent fight at a baseball game we showed you last night. Video shows a fan running onto the field, trading punches with a player. It happened during the American Legion game between Milford and East Springfield on Monday. Milford police say 19-year-old Eliza Rosario LeBron of Holyoke and a 17-year-old from Milton are both charged with assault. The game was suspended and completed tonight with extra police.
Okay, and by the way that game ended, it was 5-2 Milford. On Tuesday, when the game got suspended for the brawl, East Springfield came back and hit a walk-off three-run home run to win the game. So just to complete the circle here, that's not the headline by any means, but I figured I'd point that out. If you watch this video, and I didn't realize this, but American Legion Baseball, the kids in the league are between ages 13 and 19. I played Little League and I played Babe Ruth League when I was a kid, but I never played Legion Ball. And I played a little in high school, but I wasn't a very good baseball player. I could pitch a little bit, but I wasn't a very good hitter. That being said, if you watch the video, this seems like a miscarriage of justice to me, the way this all happened. A spectator, I think a kid from Milton. So they say there's a 19-year-old from the Milford. A 19-year-old kid from the East Springfield team got charged with assault and battery, as did a 17-year-old kid from Milford who came out of the stands and rushed the field and was then, engaged with these players on the team. And if you saw this kid, now I don't know for sure that this kid, Eliza Rosario LeBron, the 19-year-old East Springfield player, if it's the kid I saw in the video who was wearing, I think, number 19 on his jersey, I don't know why you would pick a fight with a kid like that. The kid looked like Aaron Judge. I mean, the kid was a moose, Eliza Rosario LeBron, which quite a name. The kid was about as tall as LeBron. And this kid, this 17-year-old, rushed the field to attack him or attack somebody. And my whole thing after watching this is, in a professional game or a college game, if someone rushes the field and then gets laid out by a player on the field, you don't charge the player on the field with assault and battery, right? I've never seen that. And I've seen people get, you know, rip their clothes off and they're running around holding sparklers on the field and, you know, got stuff tattooed all over their nipples. And it's like, great, okay, can someone please hit this guy? And then here comes, you know, Aaron Donald or someone and just lays the guy out. And it's great. I mean, it's one of the great, and Kevin Harlan's narrating the whole thing. It's terrific. You know, it's always a good time when that happens. But in this case, the kid rushes the field.
The guy is drunk.
Yes, I don't know if he was or not. He's 17, so, I mean, you know, jury's out there. But someone rushes the field, and the players on the field defend themselves. How does a kid on the field get charged? I wonder if those charges will stick. I feel like they probably won't. And maybe there was more to the video than what I saw. But what I saw was this kid run on the field, and this giant on the team runs up and gets off a couple of pretty strong looking right crosses that I saw. I mean, he was winding up from he was winding up from Worcester on some of those. And I don't know if he connected. I don't know exactly what happened. But I was surprised. I was surprised that it was handled that way. That a player who was on the field when someone stormed the field would be charged with, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that never happens. It usually doesn't go that way. So maybe there was more to the video that I missed. I'm not going to make assumptions here or say I think the police got it wrong. I really don't know. I only saw the clips that were on the news. But the clips that I saw on the news looked pretty cut and dry. Kid runs on the field. He wants beef with somebody. Someone gives it to him, and that's that. Don't run on the field. Okay? Pretty simple. Don't want to start it.
Have we learned nothing from the malice in the palace?
Exactly, right? You know? I mean, the difference there is that Ron Artest jumped into the stand. You know, once you cross that line, it's like at the Waffle House. Once you go over the counter, there's no laws anymore. You know, like there's no rules. It doesn't apply. It's not normal society. If you go over the counter at the Waffle House, they can do anything. You know, it's over. That's it. Same thing. You cross onto the field when you're not supposed to be there and there's players out on the field. I treat it sort of like I would treat it if I was one of those players, like when you're driving and an ambulance comes up behind you and you know you got to pull over. So you just do whatever you can to pull over, right? You know, sorry, buddy, I got to cut you off here. I got to pull over. There's a fire truck behind me. There's a cop car or an ambulance or whatever it is. Sorry if I'm cutting you off. I got to do this. This is the way it works. And that's, you know, that's what you do. It's kind of the same thing. There's not normal traffic laws, just like there's not normal assault and battery laws when someone rushes the field in the middle of a game. That's how I always thought of it, because I've never heard of a player getting charged when they deck one of these idiots running around with their wiener out jumping around on the field, you know?
I guess it's different because every situation we're thinking of is in the pros, and this is just American Legion baseball.
I know, but shouldn't that still matter, right? Don't cross the line. Don't attack someone in the middle of the game. And if you do, then it's not their fault if they.
It's just more susceptible. It's just Legion baseball makes it more susceptible to put the charges on both of them rather than just one person.
I suppose. I mean, listen, I don't know much about American Legion baseball.
I agree with you, though. I do feel like in due time, the player who defended himself, quote unquote, will skate free.
And he also, it's not like this guy ran up to him and he was pushing him back. Like he stepped to the fight. It's not like he backed down or anything. And there was already sort of a crowd for. I'm watching the video again right now. We unfortunately do not have anybody running our video tonight, despite the fact that this was a scheduled night off for the Boston Red Sox. We do not have a scheduled video person here tonight, so we can't show you this on Twitch or on YouTube. Apologies all around. You probably already figured that out if you've been watching the show, and it doesn't cut to commercial. It's just showing you an empty chair. Like, you probably figured there was no one on video tonight, but that just so happens to be the lot in life here of the night show. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. There's your New England Nightly News. When we come back, Sam Kennedy spoke with the Greg Hill Show this morning. We'll go back over what he had to say next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
All right, here's your breaking news from Jeff Passan. 10 minutes ago, the Seattle Mariners are acquiring first baseman Josh Naylor, barely know her, from the Arizona Diamondbacks. This according to sources who told Passan this, the return is going to be left-hander Brandon Garcia and right-hander Ashton Izzy. They're headed back to the Diamondbacks from the Mariners for Josh Naylor. That is the full trade. And if you want to exclude the Rafael Devers trade, which I assume most people are going to do because it was, I think, over a month ago now, trade deadline season has officially begun. So there you go. Josh Naylor, who was on the Red Sox radar. I saw him getting lots of potential. I think, as a matter of fact, hold on. Let me find it here. I was looking at this earlier today. The Red Sox, now which article was this? Let's see. I should have looked this up, but now I'm flying by the seat of my pants here. The Red Sox, here it is. Okay, so according to CBS, they did a whole, it was like a whole article about, I can't find it, never mind. They did an article about what they would do if they were the GM of the Red Sox. One of them was trade for Mitch Keller, which is interesting because that was also in this ESPN piece that I was just reading. But another thing that they wrote in was trading for Josh Naylor. And there was one other thing too. I forget what the third thing was. I'll try and find it here as I look it up on the fly. But that to me is a good starting point, a good place to sort of start these things off here. All right, I'm finding it right now. This is from Dane Perry, playing GM for the Red Sox. Three MLB trade deadline moves as Boston continues to surge without Rafael Devers. Number one, trade for Josh Naylor of the Diamondbacks. He wrote. He says, Sox first baseman this season have combined for a sub-700 OPS. Tristan Cassis out for the year. Romy Gonzalez has been capable as the right-handed half of a post-Cassis platoon. That brings us to Naylor. While it remains to be seen whether the Diamondbacks actually sell at the deadline, looks like they're doing that. Signs are pointing in that direction. It'll come down to how they perform in the wild card chase in that final week.
left-handed batting nailer this season. Has a slash line of 293, 361, 449. That's a 125 OPS plus, 11 home runs. And for his career, he has an OPS of 884 against right-handed pitching. He's in a walk year. He would be a rental. And he will command a low cost in the trade. Joe, do you have anything for me on this return here? Brandon Garcia and Ashton Izzy, a couple of pitching prospects coming from the Mariners.
Yeah, so Brandon Garcia is the number 13 prospect in the Seattle organization. He just got called up to the majors. He's only appeared in two games, but with the Seattle AAA team, he is 5-4, a 3.51 ERA in 32 games. For the AAA affiliate, he has five saves. As for
how old is he again, sorry?
Brandon Garcia. 25.
25. All right, so he's young, but he's not young.
He's
yet.
25 years old. And then Ashton Izzy is 21 years old. He's the number 16 prospect in Seattle's organization. He's currently in the high A plus, and he is 2-4 with a 5.51 ERA in 12 games that he started.
Okay. So you got one guy in high single A who's 21 and is your 16th best prospect. The other guy is 25 years old in triple A. He's had a cup of coffee in the majors in that Seattle rotation, 25 years old, lefty, and the number 13 prospect in your organization. And that's what it took to land Josh Naylor, who I think for the Red Sox, I think they should absolutely be looking at an upgraded first base and second base for that matter. The entire right side of that infield could use a facelift. Absolutely. And Naylor would have been a guy that I was happy for them to see targeting. Yes.
And just for the record, if the Red Sox gave up their number 13 and their number 16 prospect, it would have been Miguel Blase and Nelly Taylor, two outfielders.
Nelly Taylor. Not familiar with him. Miguel Blase, I'm a little familiar with. Would you have done that for Naylor? Would you have given up Blase and Nelly for Taylor? Or for Naylor, excuse me.
I probably would swap out Blase with someone else, but I probably would have done the deal.
Would have, okay. Even though he's a rental. Interesting. Interesting stuff. I was going to spend some time on what Sam Kennedy had to say this morning on the Greg Hill Show, but I feel like this is, and I know it's breaking news for a trade in another team, but this trade deadline, first of all, this is proof that you don't need to wait till the last minute. Mariners aren't waiting till the last minute. And the Mariners right now are currently, where are they in the wild card? They are
they're one of the
tied
few
with
teams.
You.
Yeah.
They are tied with you. They have the exact same record. Not the exact same record. They're 54-48. You're 55-49. You basically have the exact same record. You both have a 529 winning percentage. You are mirror images of each other right now, essentially. And they're not waiting. They're not waiting around to see what everyone else does. No, they targeted someone that they wanted. They said, this is who we're going for. It's the Mariners, so you know they always are looking for offense. And they always have pitchers at the major league level and pitching prospects that they're willing to go out there and trade because they have a glutton and a logjam in their rotation. It's going to be tough to get these kids up here. So what do? They go and trade them. You have a surplus and you have a need and you go out there and you execute and you do it a week before the trade deadline. That's everything I want the Red Sox to do. That's everything that I'm begging for them to do. The Seattle Mariners are now doing instead. You know, it's just, was this an example of the inefficient market too, by the way? Two prospects for a rental who's a well-established power-hitting first baseman in the majors for your number 13 and number 16 prospects in your organ. Is that market inefficiency or is that a fair deal? Seems fair to me. Seems like the type of deal the Red Sox could have beat if they really wanted to. But no. They got to be efficient. It's all about efficiency here. Screw the roster. Screw getting better. If it's not efficient, then we don't want to do it. And, does that grind my gears? You know, it's not. I'm getting preemptively mad over something that the Red Sox haven't done yet. And when I say that, I mean not standing pat at the break or making a couple of little minor dinky moves for a reliever and a backup catcher, and that's it. You know, they still have time to prove me wrong here. But I don't like the way this is going. I don't like the way the reporting's going. And I don't like the fact that you're a direct rival right now in the wild card hunt. A team with the exact same. You guys are tied for the second wild card right now. Okay? You're in a direct tie with this Seattle Mariners team. And they know it, and they're going out there and trying to get better. And you're over here telling Jeff Passan about market inefficiency. And I'm so tired of that. I'm really tired of it. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I know this news isn't certainly germane to the Red Sox or anything that they're doing or not doing just yet, but I do think this is the first domino to drop, and we're going to be hearing a lot more tomorrow and over the weekend about what the Mariners did, and there may be an arms race here. I just hope the Red Sox aren't asleep at the wheel. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. 9 o'clock hour coming up, and it's a fun one tonight. We got the Arcan Fire. We got the Dong Report. And we got clickbait at 9:45. All that coming up in an action-packed 9 o'clock hour, along with your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Load them up here as we react to this trade in the major leagues tonight. Josh Naylor going to the Seattle Mariners for a couple of pitching prospects. Red Sox still standing pat as of right now. We'll get to more of that along with the Arcan Fire coming up next here as we move into the 9 o'clock hour on the Christian Arcan Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.